I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. The Zika virus is spreading through Latin America, and it appears there's a connection between this and a debilitating birth defect. As a result, there's been a push toward legalizing abortion. Michelle Schoen of Life Matters Worldwide.
If women are infected by the mosquito during pregnancy, it's believed that there's a rise in microcephaly, which is the brain doesn't develop fully. Abortion doesn't cure the Zika virus or cure microcephaly. It only kills.
The virus is causing a lot of fear. Where is God in this situation?
Human beings are made in God's image.
Pray for Christ's love to shine through the fear surrounding this issue. And while you're at it, pray for refugee kids as well. The United Nations says one in every 122 people in the world is a refugee, internally displaced or seeking asylum. That equates to about 24 million kids.
Some studies recently have shown that over 85% of children in refugee camps, for example, are suffering severe post-traumatic stress. And of that number, around 25% have even had thoughts of suicide because they feel so hopeless.
Dale Dieleman of Tent Schools International says most of these kids have had their education disrupted, so they're getting them back in the classroom.
Number one, restore that educational process wherever a child has left off. And secondly, restore hope through the gospel.
Find more on both of these stories at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events and more at missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.